Jamie, it's my understanding that there's a cleanup effort coming to Sedalia. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we are holding our monthly neighborhood cleanup, where we go into a neighborhood, we choose from place to place, and we bring volunteers in, we clean up the roadways, we clean up the ditches, and if people have things that they need taken out for our public works to pick up for that day, we can help them do that as well. It's really a huge effort. We have public works, we have community development, code enforcement, volunteers, kind of arrive that day, and we go to that neighborhood and get things out of the neighborhoods for public works to pick up. We take brush, we take old furniture, and it just gives them an opportunity to get help if they need that help.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful idea. Jamie, talk to me specifically about this September 20th date. What neighborhood will we be in at that time?
We're going to start from Ohio at 16th and head east down to 28th Street, and back up to New York. So essentially, it's the Parkview School neighborhood, and from Ohio, like I said, east to Arlington.
Now, Jamie, you talked about public works and some of the city personnel being involved, but we're looking for volunteers for this effort, too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The more people that we can get involved in these events, I think the more people take interest and are invested in their neighborhood and community at large. And that's really what we want to do. We want to help people get those items out, clean up their neighborhood, get to know people. And also, you know, we provide everything that they need. We provide breakfast, we provide lunch. And during these events, we split off into teams and we have people who rove around in vehicles and take us water and get us supplies that we need. So really, I look forward to doing these on Saturdays. I really do. There's a lot of people involved. It's just a day to give back to the community and do those things.
Well, and you kind of answered my next question. I think I was going to ask, do volunteers need to bring anything with them? But it sounds like just show up. What about gloves and things of that nature?
We have gloves. This next time on the 20th, we also are doing a stream cleanup. Once a year, we do that anyway. So we thought it would be best to combine these efforts on the same day so that we're not, you know, we want to make the most of our volunteers and do this as simply as possible. So that's going to be a great thing as well, too.
So we just need all the extra hands that we can get. Okay,
yes.
So let's tell them, do they need to sign up to help prior to, or do they just show up that day? And where do you meet?
That would be nice if they did call. But again, we're completely fine with people showing up. If you need community service hours, we do that as well. We're going to meet down at the City Garage, and that is on 3rd Street, 901 East 3rd.
Okay, very good. Okay, anything else that we need to add or you think people need to know about this day, Jamie?
If you have any more questions, you can contact me at 660-827-3000, extension 139.